Hello.
Hey,
Hello.
Justin, this is me. I work with Zach. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Zach is out today, but I know you guys had a conversation last week, and I didn't want to leave you hanging much longer. How's everything going for you on the Fisherville property?
I haven't closed on it yet. Are you the acquisitions part, or what is your, or dispo?
Yeah, I mostly manage our teams. So, I dabble a little bit in everything. I just, try to make sure things don't get missed when somebody's out,
Yeah, I think I'm gonna end up closing on that property this week. So I guess you guys, I guess, didn't have a buyer in place for the Fishersville property.
I mean, we definitely had people who wanted to see it. Who were very interested in it. Did you ever put the EMD down for that?
That EMD, I did. I did, yeah. But I guess it was just a weird situation with her realtor, since it's off market opportunity. She, I don't know, just blew up, and then I don't know, of course,
So,
threatening to do everything else legally. So I didn't. I'm used to having annual signs and assignment in a contract, and that I didn't have. So that made me kind of a little skeptical as far as if I was even legally allowed to, or if you guys were legally allowed to market that property. If that makes sense.
technically, the law in Virginia is if a contract does not say that it is not assignable, then you can assign it. And that's just the law. Some people, any contract that we have, we say this contract is not assignable because we don't want somebody else to assign our assignment agreement. We kind of cover our bases that way.
Yep. So that contract stayed the same thing, which is a VAR contract, right? So I just, for me, going through all the motions real quick, that was a simple thing that I overlooked. I was like, oh crap. I think might have been the same thing on your end when you guys, marketed, and viewed the contract, the purchase and sale I had with the buyer. So,
What
anyways.
contract was it that you said?
Say again.
What did you say that they said it was a BAR contract?
Yeah, no, we used the VAR contract for my purchase contract with that buyer. And then of course we didn't have an assignment in there. So anyway, so it put me in a quick panic that this lady said, hey, I saw that listing wherever it was listed or advertised and said, hey, I guess she was looking to take legal action
Right.
if we didn't take down that.
What I'm saying, yeah, we took it down already. We took it down. I'm not trying to mess up anybody's time,
Yeah,
But
no, I'm with you.
what I'm saying is if a contract doesn't say that you cannot assign it, it is assignable.
Oh, so
And
did my contract not have that, or it did have that in it?
I didn't see it in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to let you know.
Oh.
So I hear what she's saying, I mean, and I'd have to really read through because of course the other thing that you'd want to see is something in there that gives you permission to market it wherever you want to market it.
Right.
So you'd have to kind of have that in there for marketing, and that's probably something that we overlooked as well. But as far as assignments go in the state of Virginia, if it doesn't say that you can't assign this, you can assign it.
Got it. Got it. So I think we're good on that end then, but
Yeah.
yeah, if you can find that loophole to say, hey, we can market it, but I think we're scheduled to close this Thursday. So it's a super
Yeah.
Super time crunch kind of deal,
Yeah, dang. Yeah, I mean, is the house vacant?
It is. I mean, that was a huge advantage play, but this lady's also an investor too that I'm buying it from, and I don't know. And at the end of the day, I don't think there's much of a spread on it. At 154 was my purchase price. I think it would be hard to truly sell it for 175, is why. So to catch you up to speed, I'm a active investor as far as flipping houses, rental properties, own a management company, and so on. So I have a, I'm in it. So that's just one of those houses that if it doesn't make sense for me, I don't think it's gonna make sense for a lot of other investors too, right?
Yeah, I mean, but there's always somebody,
Right.
And sometimes it's just that they're new or they have different, you know, different margins than other people. I mean, there's
Sure.
always somebody, you know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But with that being said on that, it's like, you know, I guess I'll just add it to my inventory. That was one of my questions for beginning with Zach. It's like, well, why not just go ahead and buy it, fix and flip it? It's like, you know, I have, I guess, I don't know, 8 or so projects going on now. So I have a decent bit of inventory I'm sitting on. But I was like, all right, well, I'm not a wholesaler, but let's see if
Yeah.
we can work together and wholesale it for me, right?
I mean, have you thought about double closing? I mean, you can always close on it and then immediately sell it again.
Yeah, no, but if I'm gonna close on it, yeah, I guess you could do it at double close, but there's, you know, there's if we're already working on tight margins, those
Yeah.
fees add up, right? So I would prefer not to do a double close, but we could definitely do that. If you feel that you can squeeze a buyer, if you had quick interest on it for that price,
I do
it's like
have somebody really interested and wants to see it. I have a lock box on it.
it's unlocked. You're good.
My only fear is that I send them out there and Catherine or Travis go and they're like, who the heck is this? You know?
Well, I mean, nothing to say that I can't send my contractor out there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, do I need to say every time I'm over there, look at the property and get my numbers? I'm buying the property regardless. And they,
Right.
you know, Travis knows that. He knows me better than anybody, is why he recommended for me to buy it. So this is, you know, it was just alarming for her thinking like, oh crap, I'm just lined up with a wholesaler, right? Because she's anti-wholesaler, whatever, for whatever reason. So.
Wow.
But I mean, I can have as many contractors as I want, you know, out there. It's unlocked, it's vacant. You know, she's not sitting there monitoring it. She's out of Harrisonburg. So if
Okay.
you can get somebody out there and put that buyer that you can make money and I can make money at the end of the day, let's do it.
I mean, I have one person who's super interested. So what I'll do, Justin, is let me get in touch with them today. See if they're interested still, see if we can do anything that makes us both a profit, and see if they can even get out there today.
Yeah,
But
I'll let them know, hey, we need to get this wrapped up before, I guess, Friday at the latest.
yeah, definitely. So yeah, I mean, I'll see what I can do. I mean, it's a few days, but it'll be tight. But things
Let's see.
happen. I said it'll be tight, but things can come together for sure.
Cool.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned another property over there in Fisherville. What did you end up doing with that one?
That one's sitting too, so that's why I wanted to start. I have a lot of leads coming in, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name again.
It's B.
B.
Yeah, like a bumblebee.
Oh, is that short for Brittany or something like that, or just B?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a property on 23 Reed Street. This guy's already in agreement to say, hey, if I can find a buyer, great. So there's no gray area for him. So I, but he's 200, that's it, his bottom dollar, and that's it.
He
Maybe
said,
that's one of those properties we list for, you know, 225 and market it, right, and see what happens.
yeah, 23 Reed Street, right?
Yeah, but
So, did you check out the numbers on that one? Because I see, like, my first red flag is I see his estimate of 175.
right, yeah, it's to me, it's maybe after it's fixed up like a two. It's just, it's really not a wholesale deal, but I don't know. You know, he built on an addition, at least like a, I don't know, 1,000 square foot addition on the house, which is probably not showing.
Okay.
So that's kind of unfinished. I think it, that's why I asked Zach. I think it's important if you guys can get down and look at it and view it with me. You know, it might be worthwhile.
Well, I'm pulling it up right now because I can look at like the property taxes and see like what they're giving for improvements, you know? So give me just one second while, yeah, here it is. Oh yeah. So it's saying that on there, it's his estimate on Zillow is 175, but AVM on RPR is saying anywhere between 208. It's saying 289, actually.
It could be a 29 house, I think, after it's fixed up, for sure. You know, it's a
So,
livable house, and then that addition he does just unfinished, but it has like a whole like in-law suite area. I mean, it's kind of interesting. So I don't
okay.
know. I mean, it might be. I think it's one of those deals that I would love to meet you guys there and, you know, be able to meet you guys face to face, or at least if it's you, Zach, whoever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, single family, it looks like it's 0.3 acres. Does that sound about right to you?
That's correct.
So, and then that total assessed. So, yeah, it looks like the land's valued at 60,000, and then this year the improvements are coming in at like 150, making it tax 210, 100. So, and I mean that's at its present value. So, I mean
Right.
there might be some of a deal.
It's worth at least adding it to wholesaling list and trying to shop it, right?
I mean, yeah, I'll look into the numbers a little bit more. So 0.36 acres, 3 bed, 1 bath, almost 2,000 square feet.
Yep.
What's the area like out there? I'm not familiar with Fisherville.
You hold on 1 second, B?
Yeah, I can hold on.
Hey, B.
Hey, I'm here.
But yeah, Fishersville is an excellent area.
Okay.
It's definitely the best in Augusta County. So I think it's just, you can see online as far as inventory, there's such a shortage as well. So I don't think we have, that's the advantage, even though we're at a higher price point. I would like to see it under contract at 170, but he just won't budge off 200. So.
What does he what's he want 200 for? Why is that the number?
That's just, I guess retirement. He's just looking to walk away with that X amount. So I can't get to that figure, but maybe we can find that end buyer for just a hair above that. That makes sense for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking at a 289 ARV, technically that still falls within the 70%. That just isn't leaving a lot of room for renovations.
No, but like I said, it's turnkey for, three quarters of the house. So.
Okay. Wow. Do you have
We can,
any interior photos?
yeah. Let me see. Let me give you a call back, Dean, and then I'll give you some videos or some photos if I have those already.
Yeah, if you just want to text them to me, let me know. I'll look at them and then we can just get on the phone again after I check them out. All
Sounds good.
right.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thanks
for
for
talking.
reaching out. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.